Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. And the other day, I was thinking, which is always a dangerous thing, I know. But since the onset of such words as COVID, social distancing, lockdown, pandemic, I am sure that I am not the only one who wakes up every morning and does two tests. Can I smell? Can I taste? And these two tests are handled every morning in my morning routine of getting dressed. When I bathe, not going to go into any details on that. And because I use body wash, can I smell the body wash? By the way, I smell good. And when I brush my teeth and rinse my mouth every morning with Listerine and Colgate, because that's what I use. And by the way, I smell good. My breath tastes good. So far, so good. And the other day when I was brushing my teeth, I began to wonder to myself, have we forgot the need to do soul test, S-O-U-L, soul test, every morning or sometime during the day? I'm not talking about whether my soul has the Holy Spirit in there, because I am confident in my salvation, which was resolved once and for all on September the 18th, 1977, when I was 8 years old at a small Baptist church in Lubbock, Texas. But whether I am doing all that I can to maintain a close walk with God every day, am I maintaining a soulful relationship with God on a daily basis? You know, I think weird things when I'm brushing my teeth, when I'm taking a bath. I don't really think it's that weird, but some of you might. And then I ran across this wonderful quote by John Wesley, who, along with his brother George, they're considered the founders of Methodism. By the way, a Baptist can read quotes by Methodist, who took this question seriously for himself and for others. And when he would run into someone, and instead of asking the very generic question, how are you? By the way, when we ask that question, do we really care? Are we really interested in hearing an honest answer to the how are you question? Honestly, we're really not. And when he didn't ask the how are you question, he would ask them this question: how is it with your soul? You might think to yourself, wow, that's kind of nosy. But actually, John Wesley actually cared. How is it with someone's soul? And this is a significantly profound question when you consider it. It's profound for those of us who know Jesus as our Messiah. How is it with our soul? How is it with our walk with God? And it's profound for those who do not know Jesus as their Messiah, because that's an eternal question. How is it with your soul if you do not know Jesus as your Messiah? And it's even profound for those who do not believe that a soul exists, because believe it or not, there are those people out there who do not believe in the existence of a soul. I don't know how they exist from day to day if they do not believe that there is a soul, but there are people who don't believe in that. I do. So let me ask you, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, how is it with your soul? A simple question, but without a doubt, the most necessary and needed test that we must all ask for ourselves and for those we meet every day. It is more needed than whether or not we can taste our toothpaste or smell the vanilla in our body wash. How is it with your soul? It is the most eternal question that you can ever answer. How is it with your soul? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus as your Messiah in your soul today? If you don't, contact us here at Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. Go to exploremessiah.com and contact us. Go to sadakaministries.org and contact us. Contact us at info@sadakaministries.org. Contact us. Let us talk to you about how is it with your soul. Let us help you to have an answer to that most eternal question of how is it with your soul. If you do have a personal relationship with Jesus as your Messiah, but you are struggling with that relationship because of COVID, because of social distancing, because of lockdown, because of pandemic, because of whatever might be going on in your life, but you're just struggling with your soulful relationship with Jesus, contact us too. Because you know what? Sometimes I struggle with it. But we can work together on building a closer soulful relationship. We can work together because, hey, we're all human. But we can work together. We can walk together. We can work on your discipleship relationship. Because we're all in this walk together. We're not alone. We might have to social distance, but we who know Jesus as our Messiah, we are a community of brothers and sisters, and we can help each other out. So how is it with your soul today? Perhaps the most important question of all. And we at Sadaka Ministries want to help you with that question. I'm glad I brushed my teeth that day. And those who hang around with me, even at a social distance, are too. But that is the most important question. How is it with your soul? Until next time, God bless, shalom, and we'll see you again, or you'll hear from me again, at Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries.